All right, let's play a fun little game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult and introduce you to Anna calling us from Scottsburg. Hi, Anna.
Hi.
Hi.
Anna's got dirty blonde hair, drives a Hyundai Venue or a Mini Vinny. Is that what you call it, you said?
Yeah.
All right.
Mini Vinny.
Yeah, she's in real estate, been married just since December 3rd, so newlyweds.
Yay. Oh,
Anna, I don't even have to ask you how you keep your spark alive because the spark's still there.
They still have the sparks. Yes. The fireworks still, yes.
Yeah, still fireworks where, you know, you just walk into a room and it's like, oh, come here, big boy.
Okay, that was...
Uh-huh.
That's right.
All right. Like, all right.
Like, let me just pull you close and smell you.
Yeah.
Awkward. Yeah.
Is it awkward?
Let me just smell you.
See, absolutely, Anna. That's what newlyweds and all that. Come on now, Kelly. You can't say that you don't just bring your husband closer. Yeah. Let me just smell you.
Wow. Well, I don't say it out loud.
Oh.
Like I don't let me smell you. I don't really say that. Because then at this point in our marriage, he would take that to mean something else.
Oh, all right. Anna loves to travel, has been to Italy, so.
Yes, oh, me too, girl. Oh, I loved
Yay.
It. Yeah, we just talked about last night, we want to go back. What was your favorite part?
I think the food.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, I need to go back to Lake Como in Venice.
So, So Anna, when you were in Italy, were you eating stereotypical things like pasta and pizza and stuff like that?
Well, yes, that's what they have.
Yeah. I mean, so they make it homemade.
Yes, you know, but it's different.
They take their time.
Oh, why you gotta break it? Your mama's on.
Right.
Eat to the food.
You're not going to Italy to eat chicken nuggets. That's not what we're doing.
All right, it is Little Kid, Drunk Adult. Kelly's going to explain how the game works.
So you're going to hear three magical stories, and you have to figure out, was the star of the story a little kid or a drunk adult?
You ready?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. First one.
Well, I was bowling, and when I went to approach and swung the ball back, it came out of my hand and landed in a guy's lap. It landed where it did some damage.
Oh!
Oh, no.
Oh, okay, so bowling, no. The bowling ball slipped out of her hand, landed in a dude's crotch.
Oh.
Drunk adult.
Hmm. Yeah, I think drunk adult. I'm not sure if the little kid would have the strength to hoist it back. Mm.
Okay, both of you saying drunk adult.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I wasn't exactly a little kid. I was 12.
Oh no.
Well, yeah, I'm gonna count that as a little kid.
Okay,
I'm gonna count that as a little kid. Yep.
Oh, dang it.
And I had gotten a new bowling ball and I was gonna use it or die trying. I couldn't figure out. I was only 12. I couldn't figure out why his eyes were so big and he was doubled over.
That's funny.
He'd been bowling balled.
Oh, no.
He'd been bowling balled. All right, you're 0-1. Here we go. Next one, Anna. Little kid, drunk adult.
I got stuck on an electric barbed wire fence while trying to sneak into a cow pasture.
Ooh,
I mean, that sounds like some backwoods Kentucky stuff or Southern Indiana stuff, doesn't it?
Why are you not playing banjos right now?
Right?
I have to say drunk adult.
Drunk adult?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I feel like it's like, oh, hey, stop. Let's pet the cow. And then it went sideways.
Okay. Maybe both of you drunk saying adult. Drunk yeah. adult.
I was a little kid.
Stop it. Stop right now. How are we 0-2? Oh, dang it.
Ow, 0-2.
Me and my friend wanted to sneak in to see the cows, so we crawled underneath a barbed wire fence, and it got caught in the back of my shirt. And because we were little, my friend couldn't free me, so he had to go get our parents. And I had to lay there and keep getting shocked every few seconds until he got back.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no.
Oh,
that could have been really, really bad. I mean, she's living to tell about it, but oh, dang it.
I mean, we're laughing about it now. It's fine.
All right, let's just wave at the cows from now on. That's a lesson learned. Just wave at the cows.
All right, Anna, do me a favor. Get one of these right, okay?
I'll try.
All right, last one. Little kid, drunk adult.
I licked a pole and ended up in the hospital.
Oh, no. Come on. That's a kid.
That is a Christmas story right there. Oh, my gosh.
All right, so, Anna, you're saying little kid?
Yeah.
All right.
One of these has to be a drunk adult, right?
Do they?
I'm playing the odds. I'm rolling the dice with the odds that at least one of them is going to be a drunk adult. That's what
maybe
I'm
saying. I should go with Kelly.
I mean, what do you want to change your answer, Anna?
Jump ship, hang out.
Yeah, I want to change it.
Okay, so she's going against her initial answer.
Her gut instinct.
Her gut instinct
so
said,
far has
"Little
been
kid."
Wrong.
Yeah, your gut has been wrong, Anna. So maybe this is good. All right. So all right, both of you saying now, drunk adult.
I was a drunk adult.
Yeah.
Finally.
It was at a frat party. I was hammered. Someone dared me to lick a light pole and ended up getting a nasty bacterial infection. Spent almost a week in the hospital. I'm much more selective of where I put my tongue these days.
Listen, I'm not going to lick just any pole.
OMG. I'm much more selective where I put my tongue.
That's what he
said.
From
now on, oh my gosh.
That's what he said.
Wow.
All right.
That is, you can keep that little clip. Add that to the button list.
Anna. Congratulations. Yeah. You got the tickets, okay?
Thank you so much.
You are so welcome.
I feel like one out of three is average for this game.
That is. That's a very average score. Yeah. So congrats, Anna. Thank you so much for playing. Hang on the line another quick sec. We're going to get more information from you, okay?
Okay.
All right, cool.
Man, a lot of life lessons that we can get bacterial infections from licking poles. That we shouldn't try to crawl underneath fences. We might get shocked repeatedly trying to go pet a cow.
Right.
You know, lots of things to learn from today.
Very, very, very learning forward educational show we have here. We would love to hear more of your stories.
Absolutely. You got one you think fits this mold? Then send us a voice note. Give us a little headline. Reveal the answer. Finish the story. Email us, BenAndKellyShow@gmail.com.